possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Fred has set up our good friend Ilya Shapiro, one of our constitutional experts, for tomorrow night to talk about the constitutionality of flag burning. John Ziegler and I, earlier this hour, we kind of agreed. Look, I think it's a guaranteed free speech right, as reprehensible as it is, but Ilya will have the lowdown on that. I also think that that EO, the executive order, is a little nuanced. And it's nuanced on purpose, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. We have Congresswoman Ann Wagner will be here tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour, and a bunch of other stuff as well. There was something that I wanted to mention, Sue. Well, first thing I would say, you know, in the previous segment when I was doing the words that the lefties are being encouraged to not use, you know, in different categories, some of the speech issues. During the break, I happened to look at our company email, which is actually rare for me because I only check it a couple of times a day. I prefer my personal email, but I won't name the person. But I noticed that one of our executives, and they do this. And, you know, I've said this before. If you ever get to a point where a company is going to force me to use pronouns in my email, I think I'll be walking out the door. But we still have virtue signalers even here. With the company. You would think that in the aftermath of what happened last year that people would say, you know what? Even that Michelle Lee over Channel 5, the chick that blocked me because I happened to ask a question about her personal pronouns, she took them down. They were so damn important to her, but she still took them down.
That's interesting.
It is, isn't it? I find it fascinating because she was very beholden to those personal pronouns last year or 2 years ago, whenever it was I had that dust up. John Anderson is here. He's running for the United States Senate in Illinois as a Republican, but my understanding was at this meeting last week that got kind of hot in Illinois where you have a volleyball player who is a biological man who is trying to play with the girls.
I'm disgusted by the way this district has dismissed the safety of these young girls, as well as the safety of the young girls on the opposing teams that they will be playing. I am disgusted that the district is robbing these young women of athletic opportunities, not only at the high school level, but potential opportunities to compete at the collegiate level. The district is in direct violation of a federal executive order and risks losing their federal funding.
Every time we have a story like this, and there was another one that came out of, I think, Oregon this weekend with a track star who is trans, who took some titles. I'm just stunned by it, Sue. I think that we still are, even though we've been talking about this for a long time, the pendulum has certainly shifted. Majority of Democrats think that this is an issue of fairness and ridiculous. But here we go again in suburban Chicago. John Anderson, who I mentioned, is running for the Senate in Illinois, is with us. John, how are you? Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk.
John Goodman, sir. Sorry to correct you, but John Goodman, the actor guy.
That's even easier. I'm sorry. I'm going to throw my producer under the bus here, but I appreciate that. John Anderson happened to be another Illinois politician way back when, back in the day, that ran as an independent candidate for president, as you might know. Well, John, I apologize for that. Many apologize. So what is going on here? How is this even possibly up for debate in a suburb of Chicago or any place else?
Well, this isn't the first time it's happened in the last month or two. Even in Naperville, they had track stars as well, girls track athletes, several months ago, make records and take home medals, and they robbed the girls. But aside from fairness, my main concern with this one was safety. The trans person who was on the volleyball team, the girls' volleyball team, was 6'4", biological male, and it was ninth grade volleyball. I'm sorry, but you got to take safety and concern with that, because people will get hurt. I mean, I don't believe in I'm not woke or DEI or whatever, but you got to take common sense into these things and say, hey, someone's going to get hurt, and not try and push ideologies on people, you know?
Well, and we have seen this happen with volleyball in particular, where there was a player in the video that went viral from last year. Maybe it was, the year before. But we've seen
McNabb, right?
Yeah. Well, right. We've seen the velocity at which these balls are being hit over the net with a 6'4" biological male against freshman girls, I think would be dramatic.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, and I use the example I told them it's akin to letting a grown man play, peewee or football, Pop Warner football or whatever. And that may sound like hyperbole, but the parallels are factual. More muscle mass, more bone density, larger size, and more athletic prowess. Someone's going to get hurt.
Well, and again, I mentioned I pulled this up here. There was Peyton McNabb was the young college athlete who was spiked by a trans competitor when she was 17, and that changed the trajectory of her life. And she is featured in a documentary. I haven't seen this. It's called Killshot, How Peyton McNabb Turned Tragedy into Triumph. So it's a story that's being documented. I think that's something you can watch on YouTube right now. When you were there in that room, though, we played some of the audio from, the parents who are justifiably outraged. Was there a fair amount of support for this happening? And how exactly did they express that support? And was the fairness issue something that they never even think of?
Well, so there was, I would say, about even split between parents concerned and then activists and students who were trying to push the trans agenda. That being said, all the people who were concerned were bringing up safety issues and violation of Title IX, et cetera, et cetera. The ones that were for it, all they would say is bigotry, bigotry, bigotry. And I'm sorry, but it's not. And they were trying to act like it's veiled bigotry. It's not. It's actual genuine concern. And if you want to talk about equity and equality, you're robbing from girls their motivation, their self-esteem, their ability to succeed in sports if you're letting, you know, biological males compete at any level, you know?
Well, I think we do know, and I think most of the listeners right now, they understand that. I think most Democrats understand that as well. It's unbelievable to me that this is still an issue. And, you know, I'll use this example up in, you know, this is like the Schaumburg area of Chicago, right? Conant was the high school. So, you know, if you Google that right now, you'll see very, very little coverage of that in the legacy media. It's like the TV stations in Chicago, ESPN, the sports media. They don't cover these stories at all. You have to actually dig and find the audio. You have to hope for conservative media or Twitter to expose this stuff, because the legacy media treats this as if it's not even a story, which is just stunning to me, especially because a majority of their viewers agree with our side of this. But they're so afraid because of these young woke kids who are working in these newsrooms to offend anyone, they don't even cover the story, John.
Well, that's correct. And not only that, though, and I hate to play this card, but I've been running in this race since February, and the only media that has reached out has been since this volleyball incident. But they all talk about Stratton and Krishnamoorthy nonstop. So they're getting all this free media, and it's like they're rooting for the left. And I'm sorry.
Well,
I hate to say it, that there's a little bit of bias there.
Well, there's a lot of bias there, and they're definitely rooting for the left. There's no doubt about that. John Goodman, I really apologize for the name kerfuffle there. We won't do that again, but thanks for jumping on here on 97.1 FM Talk. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, take care. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.